We interrupt this presidential broadcast to bring you the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour in its entirety.
Live from the Andrew Jackson Ping Pong Room in the West Wing of the White House in Washington, D.C., it's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your hosts, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, actuarial genius, stylishly dressed and well-groomed herpetological expert, retired professional reptile rodeo clown, the former advisor to the president on alligator affairs, Peg Leg Greg Ringhausen. Also featuring dearly loved husband and father, author, retired statesman and philanthropist, the longtime legal representative for the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, next in line to date Taylor Swift, and also the eldest of the Ringhausen brothers, Richard J. Ringhausen. And lastest and leastest, international playboy, marksman, sculptor, a man's man who can pick bacon out of his teeth with a sharp knife, the six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, the youngest of the Ringhausen brothers that are here, and the star of your show, Alan Ringhausen.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
For one thing, I really miss having Clapton open for us. I'm glad he came back and joined us.
That was cool. Nice.
Greg was referencing Clapton before we even came out.
Well, yeah, I liked it when he used to do the live intro in our studio here and then got angry over that coffee incident. And
he took off and
whatever.
But I went back and watched him in concert. You know, it was real cool.
He's still alive, right?
Yeah, he's looking pretty good.
Alive.
Well, wait a minute. What does that mean?
What do you mean? He's pretty good?
No, you said he's looking pretty good.
He's looking pretty good. 70 years old, so a little over 70, 78, whatever. Still
so you
rocking
find,
it.
You find him to be an attractive
man? No, nothing. See, you're going down that track all the time. Just quit it.
What you going to do? Punch me?
Well, no, wrestle. That's not a good idea. That never works. You got too many holds on me.
So,
I see that.
So you do think he's an attractive man?
No, I think he's a talented man. Wow.
Who do you think is the most attractive man on the planet?
Other than me.
Like it could
or
be
me.
An actor or a singer.
I'm
or,
not answering that because as soon as you
say that,
soon,
here
whoever,
he goes.
Whoever you pick, Alan's going to say, oh, you. Why didn't you marry him?
It was sissy boy.
Wow. Wow. You guys are really out there. See, I've always been a big fan of Brad Pitt. I do think that he's
Ooh.
An attractive man.
Now, that's
think,
an interesting pick.
When he was young, Robert Redford was an extremely attractive man. Like in Downhill Racer, he looked good. He was a
This is disturbing to me.
Very. This is a new side of him I've never seen.
No kidding.
Hey, I'm comfortable enough.
Oh,
with,
yeah. So if we say something, though.
My masculinity, then I can say things like this.
You can go to an art museum.
Now, like the two of you, you're both ugly, so you're not even in the race, okay?
I don't disagree with that one bit. Wow.
Mercy.
So,
okay, you're next in line to date Taylor Swift. That's what you dream about? That's on your agenda?
Well, for a long
well,
time.
Well, more than Brad Pitt.
For a long time, it was Fergie, I thought.
Wait, you're farther ahead of Brad Pitt in the list to date Taylor Swift?
I'm not a successful NFL player anymore.
Okay, are you a Swiftie?
No, not really.
I don't really know any of her songs, really.
I have no clue.
That's because you're a man.
Right. A Taylor Swift concert is like 95% women.
Yeah.
That's strange.
That is odd. That's odd. Hmm.
Do you think Taylor Swift's attractive?
Well,
kind of, sort of.
She's sure. All right.
She's no Fergie.
No. Who is?
There you go. you got the juices running.
Although,
yeah,
Taylor Swift got called to jury duty in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Did she go?
And she went.
Wow.
And there's pictures of her there. And she did not do makeup and did not have her hair done by a pro. And she just looks like someone that you'd see
walking the streets or walking in
Walmart.
When
you say walking the streets.
Not like a hooker.
No.
Okay. Walmart. Walmart that's, walking around.
But she just looked normal. You would not say, well, there's an international superstar or anything. But to her credit, she went to jury duty.
Good for her.
There you go. My wife got called to jury duty. Yeah, I don't know that I'm
guilty.
No, I take it back. I did get called to jury duty, but at the time you were state's attorney.
Same
so
thing.
Kicked me out.
Same thing here. I was praying for
My
him to call me.
Greg Ringhausen.
Do you have anybody here that
so
you know?
So you would just automatically do side on behalf of Rick Ringhausen? Well, no.
I've always done whatever Rick tells me to do.
Yeah, right.
That's pretty much accurate. Well, you was young. You
I
know.
Got a bridge in London that we can sell you.
It's not in London.
Not there anymore. It's in Arizona.
Arizona, see, Lake Havasu.
See. I would have sold it to you and you still would have bought it.
Okay, now, question, Rick.
Yeah.
Are we, is this the night we're going to come up with movie recommendations for Greg because he doesn't have the good sense to sit down and pick out a decent film by himself?
I thought he was going to have like a list for us.
No, you guys are going to
tell
me.
He hasn't watched 10 movies in his entire life.
No, I've got about 12.
I saw the movies you dropped off at the market for Dennis, our younger brother.
How were they?
They were chick flicks, man.
Swordfish was a chick flick?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, that's with, I can't think of his name now.
It had that much of an impression on
no,
you.
No, but it had a nice lady in there that was topless. That was a good one. So that was good.
Hey,
that
was unexpected. Wait.
That's not the kind of chick flick I was talking
it
about.
It is for me, buddy.
On that topic. When we were in Europe.
Yeah.
Tell me about that game show you saw.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so my time clock's off, so I'm laying awake in Europe watching European TV. And European TV's kind of different.
First off, they don't speak English.
Well, in England they
did. Well, in England they did.
Mate. Well, they got some pretty good shows on
okay, the
TV here.
The TV show was called Naked Dating.
That sounds interesting. All right? I would pull that
it's
one
like
up.
The dating game.
Yeah, so they have a dude, and he's going to select one of four women. And there's all four of them standing there naked while he asks them various questions.
About politics and, world history and things
like
that.
Favorite foods, the 10 best movies they've ever watched, that kind of thing.
You gotcha. Couldn't have passed that, but go ahead.
And one by one, he would eliminate them until finally he gets down to just the one naked woman. And he's decided that that's the one of the four that he wants to date. But she has the opportunity to reject him after she sees him naked, which he does right there on the show. I mean, full frontal man nudity.
No black bars or pixelation.
No blurry gobs or nothing. It's just, it's all natural. And in this particular episode, she did accept him, and they went on a date, and then they bring them both back in, and they say...
Naked?
They're clothed. Explain how the date went, and if they want to continue again. And the woman was explaining, well, I thought the sex was good.
But it's open.
What happened to going to a movie or going out to dinner? No, that was her first thing out of her mouth was, well, the sex was good,
well,
but we
bad.
Didn't really talk much afterwards.
Well,
and the guy was, no second date necessary.
Oh, wow.
I came across
that. She said, and his size was good.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, wait. Let's go back just a little bit.
Yeah.
So when the lady got picked out for, after she wanted to go on a date with him, and she got to see him naked, did they show him naked?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally naked.
Well, then you should have seen if he had a good,
size.
Yeah.
Is that the word you're looking for?
Well, yeah. So
after
that.
Alan tells me,
oh no, she was satisfied with that.
Okay,
all but right. He didn't want anything to do with her.
After Alan tells me about this, of course I have to go find it.
Oh, okay.
And
you did?
Yeah, except there's like a couple episodes every show, like one with the guy picking women and one with the women picking guys.
Oh, so where there's a sausage fest going on.
And they show the guys and the women, like, start with the feet and work the bar up.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And all men are not created equal, are they?
No, they are not. But the thing that struck me is that...
That you found some of the men attractive?
No, I did not. What struck me was that, like, the episode I saw...
These are a bunch of ugly dudes.
Episode I saw, everybody was in their 50s.
Oh.
Oh, well, that still got me beat. I mean,
you're right.
That's not good.
One guy had just one leg and a peg leg.
Uh-oh. Right up my alley.
Wow.
She kicked him out first.
Kicked a one-legged man out.
Oh, that's just brutal.
Well, it didn't have anything to do with the fact he only had one leg, she said.
I bet it was.
I have to think that entered into it.
Which leg was longer?
The one he had.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good then, right there.
But yes, it was disturbing. You remember Greg telling about coming across the nude beach when he was walking, and
yes, that's still in my mind
and
back there.
And
burnt.
Then it's full of people that
just don't need to have their clothes off.
Well, let me tell you what
this show
was like that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow,
to where
yeah.
you go, what would have possessed you to think that you should expose yourself on national TV.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see a single person on there that was had a future in modeling.
Oh, no. It was more like
real life.
It was more like they swung over to Walmart and picked five dudes
or five women.
Yeah. It wasn't like the dating game, you know, back in the 70s, that groovy show.
Yeah.
Where they were all young and attractive. Yeah, it wasn't anything like that.
With Lang. What was the guy's name?
Jim Lang. Very good.
I was going to say Ted Lang, but he was a bartender, wasn't he?
Well, he was, yeah. And he was,
he's your bartender.
He was in a couple of different shows. There's a cast of Swordfish, John Travolta, Halle Berry, Hugh Jackman, John
Chewy. Well, those are big names.
Yeah, so it was a good show.
I will grant you that.
And was John Travolta the one that you saw?
No.
You saw his breast?
No, no, no.
You know, he kind of got heavy enough that he had him for a while.
He did.
Whoa. All right.
Okay, so that's the show, huh?
Yeah.
Do we need a commercial break?
We need a commercial break.
Man,
here,
do
Greg,
we need
do a commercial break.
No big words in here, are there?
No, no. Okay. Just read it slow, they say. Your loyal listener said, tell Greg to read slower.
Well, I can't do that. Today's
not that
show
slow.
Is brought to you by Uncle Dennis. Oh, he's going into seedless pecans. Wow. Dennis, I didn't know that. Tired of getting pecan seeds stuck between your teeth or under your dentures when munching on a pecan log? I've never had that issue. Have you?
No.
Okay. Well, had enough of accidentally swallowing and choking one on pecan seeds? I didn't know seeds were in pecan. Enjoying a pecan pie? Well, fret no longer. Your favorite botanist, Uncle Dan, has worked his magic and created an entirely new stain, that's correct, of pecans, specially developed to be 100% seedless. You heard me right. 100% seedless. And not only that, Uncle Dan's seedless pecans come with paper-thin shells. Imagine that, for easy cracking. So move over, seedless watermelons. Make way for Uncle Dan's seedless pecans. Just in time for Christmas. And coming soon, seedless peanuts.
Wow.
You know,
you were talking about seedless watermelons.
No, I wasn't. Ever. I've never talked about that.
You talked about seedless watermelons on one of our broadcasts.
I don't think I have.
No.
I think you're imagining that. But let me tell you something.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
I love sentences that start like that.
I know.
Pecan trees, you know, there are pecan trees that are native to our part of the world.
Here
we
go.
For our international listeners, you know, we're talking the central United States and where there is a major river system.
2,000 kilometers from everywhere.
Uh-huh. And along this major river riparian zone is where these pecan tree, native pecan trees exist. Not in the numbers that they once did, but they still exist. And they were extremely large trees, nut-bearing trees. But our dad, who is older than us, was talking about...
Wouldn't he have to be?
You know, I don't know where this is going, Rick, but it's going to get there sometime.
He was talking
sometime.
About when he was younger, that there were these groups of people, businesses, that would go around to harvest the pecans for people. And they had guys that would climb the trees out, you know, like 50 to 100 feet up on the branches and shake them and beat them with clubs
to get the pecans to fall
to the ground, where they would have, you know, like large sheets and nets and stuff laid out to, and then bag up the pecans and charge you a fee to come and shake your tree.
Come and shake
I really
your tree.
Love your pecans. Want to
shake your tree. Yeah.
You know, that's how they pick olives too.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, we saw that.
Put a tarp on the ground under the tree and shake it. They literally have a thing that grabs tree and shakes it.
Not in the part of the world we were in. The ground was far too steep to have a shaker put on it.
Says you.
Here we go.
Well, how do you think they got the olives off the tree?
Because they had these guys that would climb in there and shake them and beat them, the branch with clubs. Just like when they're thinning peaches in the spring.
Wiffle ball bat.
You ever Granny Grandpa Ringhausen had a pecan tree?
A bunch of them.
Did you ever pick up pecans?
All the time. That was a job. You'd have to go down, pick up pecans, rake the leaves, then pick up pecans. And if you heard them snapping in there, Grandpa would just shake his head.
Because you weren't supposed to step on them.
No, you weren't supposed to. They weren't supposed to be in the fire when you burnt the leaves.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then what would you do with the pecans?
But those were not seedless pecans.
Well, I don't know what Grandpa did with them, but it went to, there was a big bucket there that we put them in.
Sell them.
I think he was I'd see him cracking them every once in a while.
They go into cookies then?
I would think.
All right.
Or pies.
Let me ask you this. Is there a value-added use or purpose for a pecan shell or husk?
Good question. I don't think so. Do they grind them up for anything?
You can scatter them around like underneath your windowsills so that if someone like breaks into your house and steps on them with bare feet.
On the inside or outside?
Either one. Mm-hmm. That's assuming your burglar's barefooted.
Yeah, it's not snowing.
If he's got
out.
Shoes on, they just crush them. Especially if they're paper-thin pecans.
Like denim.
Paper-thin pecan shells. You drive down like through Georgia on the way to Florida, all the pecan stands, all advertise paper-thin pecan shells.
Yeah? You ever stop and get some pecans?
No.
You ever stop and get boiled peanuts?
You know, almost.
You ever stop?
Goobers?
You ever stop and get seedless watermelon at Beardstown?
I've had seedless watermelon. You can get them all over now.
Okay.
Uncle Dan sells seedless watermelons.
Where's the best place to get a watermelon, Greg?
Uncle Dan's.
Maridosha?
I'd say Den.
Beardstown?
Dennis. And seedless watermelons. You wonder where seedless watermelons come from?
Well, there's some kind of a hybrid or something like that.
Do you know that the watermelon is actually a blossom?
Okay.
Did you know that? It grows as part of the blossom
uh-huh.
of the plant. Pecans are not truly nuts.
Nuts?
They are seeds inside of a drup.
Okay.
Anything else you want to add to this?
No, just telling you.
Okay.
In case you didn't know.
Okay, what constitutes a nut?
A nut is like a walnut that it's
has a husk and a shell?
Yes.
Okay. It has to
Like an almond is not a nut.
Okay.
So a walnut. Okay. Peanut. Well, peanut's not.
They're not nuts either.
No.
Let me tell you what is nut.
This conversation.
Okay, back in the day, we did the commercial you read referenced pecan logs.
Yes, and that was at
Stuckey's.
Stuckey's.
Did you ever get your parents to stop at a Stuckey's?
No.
Never.
Same here.
I have no idea what's inside of a Stuckey's store, or if a Stuckey's still exists. Look that up.
See if and there's like a million Stuckey's.
Well, there were a million signs. I don't know how many actual stores there were.
Now let me tell you something. Are you familiar with Buc-ee's?
No.
What
is Buc-ee's?
Huh?
What is it?
Yeah. Buc-ee's is a gas station, service station that have sprung up. They started in Texas.
How do you spell Stuckey's? Stuckey.
But Buc-ee's uses the same advertising system that Stuckey's uses. They advertise strictly by billboards. You drive like down through Texas, I'll bet you'll see 100 Buc-ee's signs
so
before you get to the Buc-ee's.
Today, there are still 65 Stuckey locations.
Wow.
I would not have guessed that.
I would think they would have been abandoned by now. You see a lot of those abandoned.
It's a pecan and candy facility. They make their own Stuckey's products, an active online business, and some 200 retailers that also sell Stuckey's pecan snacks and candies at over 5,000 additional locations.
Huh.
Pecan logs. Yep. That was the big thing, wasn't it?
So Uncle Dan's going up against the Stuckey's.
Not if he's got seedless pecans.
Well, this is true. Doesn't get caught in your teeth.
Their headquarters, Eastman, Georgia.
That would be all nougat, no pecan.
That would be good.
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
What was that noise?
It's your stomach.
That wasn't my stomach.
You better have another donut.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, it was just the house settling.
Dogs in here, I think is what's going on.
Look out. Come and get you.
Okay, I think that on your list, I'm going to go ahead and get it started.
Oh, Greg's movie list.
Yeah, I think that he has to have Jeremiah Johnson.
Oh, God, I can't believe you throw Jeremiah Johnson out. It's just the boringest movie.
I don't think I'd get into that one. I started to watch that.
I think on the comedy side, you need to have Animal House. I saw that. An absolute classic, funny movie.
One of the best.
See, Rick,
go ahead and throw
my kids say that's just dated comedy, and that Animal House and Caddyshack, Fast Mountain Ridge, Giant High, that those movies are all just.
Well, they are
dated, not really funny.
Oh, that's.
I think they're still funny.
Yeah, me too.
Some Blazing Saddles. I'd throw Blazing Saddles on that list.
You'd never be able to get that done again in our
Doesn't
current
matter.
Situation. I know it's in the can. It's all good. I've seen that too.
Once it's in the internet.
Yep.
It's.
I want Ben-Hur in there. I think you should watch Ben-Hur.
More than the Ten Commandments?
All the way through.
Saw the Ten Commandments.
I think you should watch it all the way through.
Ten Commandments is a better movie.
I saw that one, Rick.
That's how you beat the chariot scene, man. And that guy, the
part in the Red Sea, dude.
Hated him so bad.
That was awesome. That was back in the 60s.
He survived lepers, man.
Thanks for throwing that out there.
Talk about the guy that got run over by the chariots at the end.
Yeah, yeah. That guy was just...
I saw that part.
He was just mean to the bone. There was no getting around it.
Yeah, he was full of hate until the very last breath that he took.
It doesn't end. I can't think of another movie that guy was ever in, but he was good in that.
The Big Lebowski, I gotta watch that one.
You haven't seen The Big Lebowski?
I've seen parts of it, but I've gotta watch it all the way through.
It's worth watching.
Yeah.
I would say of the Coen Brothers movies, I'd pick Big Lebowski.
I think you need to watch at least one Quentin Tarantino film. You have?
Yeah.
Which one?
The one in Hollywood.
No, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, that's not his best one, but yeah, okay, you're all right.
Django Unchained is your best one.
I've seen that advertised. I may have to spark into that one.
Better than Pulp Fiction?
Oh, no, I've seen parts of Pulp Fiction,
too. Pulp Fiction's not bad, but Django Unchained, I'd watch Django over and over.
I think Pulp Fiction, I won't watch that one.
Oh, wait. Inglourious Bastards, I'd go with that.
That's intrigued me, too.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I need to.
Greg, come, are you writing these down?
I said it. Well, I got a memory.
I got Some Like It Hot with Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon.
No, saw that one.
That's well, like, you know, what's Tony Curtis's real name?
Tony Curtis's real name is Tony Curtis.
No.
What do you think it is?
Jeff Schwartz.
I thought it was Irving Schwartz.
It's close. I don't know.
Really? Yeah, I thought it was Archibald Leach.
No, that's the lawyer from A Fish Called Wanda.
It is, but it's also Cary Grant's real name.
Okay, well, that's fine.
North by Northwest.
Saw that. Very good.
Okay, Greg has seen some good movies.
Yeah. See, came unprepared.
Bernard Schwartz.
Okay, but we had the last name.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a show when I was in Paris at the Moulin Rouge.
How was that?
Well, you remember that TV show Alan was talking about at the start of the show?
Yeah, same thing.
Well, a lot of the same thing. Wow. Unexpectedly, a lot of the same thing. So here I am.
Were you uncomfortable?
I was at the Moulin Rouge, and you're at a table, and to the surprise of us all, the entire show was pretty much topless.
Okay.
And I'm at a table with my wife, my daughter, and some stranger woman who's brought her 15-year-old daughter there for her birthday.
Oh, Lord. Wow.
And this show's going on, you know, and, well, I'm sitting there thinking, if I was sitting there with my brothers, the commentary that would have probably gone on during that show.
Oh, I'd have been ruthless.
I didn't say a word. I just sat there, oh, this is a pretty good show.
Did you lean over to the others at the table and say, I love this music?
Aren't those costumes fabulous? What there is of them.
See that third girl from the left? Look at her shoes.
They're stunning.
Europe, is that what you're trying to tell us?
Europe's different than the United States,
absolutely,
isn't it?
When it comes to that.
I don't know. I'm assuming you can see similar shows in Vegas.
I'm sure you could see similar shows in Sauget.
That's a little different. It's not like a dinner show, which is what you're
not in Sauget.
It's just dirty. Yeah.
I can truthfully say that I've never gone to any of the shows.
Then why are you saying that you could get the same show?
Well, I know what that's there.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I've never gone to any of the strip clubs in Venice or East St. Louis over there. And so the first time that I go to a show where there's anything like that in it,
I'm sitting with my wife.
My wife, my daughter, and a 15-year-old stranger.
Now explain again why you had a 15-year-old stranger with you.
They put you at a table.
The Moulin Rouge in Paris.
They fill up the table.
And monsieur, here's your 15-year-old girl.
Wow.
See what I mean?
You have to wonder. This woman, the woman who came, that was sitting at the table across.
What was she thinking? Right.
She came from Colorado.
Oh, Lord.
On her daughter's 15th. Take her daughter to the Moulin Rouge on her 15th birthday.
That was
Colorado.
It? That was the whole trip. Was just
I don't
to
know,
go.
I guess.
Wow.
I think she was recently separated. And that this was her spending.
From her therapist?
This was her spending the divorce money. A trip to Paris.
Okay.
Wow. Huh.
It was an interesting show all the way around.
And then she went home and watched Dating Naked.
she was on it.
Here, honey. This is a new TV show I found.
Didn't I just see you somewhere?
Although I will say that after watching the Moulin Rouge, The TV show was a bit of a letdown.
Okay.
Is it that time?
It is real close.
Rick, yeah. It's time to go.
Yeah.
All right. See you later from
Greg Gator.
Rick Gator.
Alligator. Au revoir.
This has been the Ringhausen Alligator Wrestling Hour. Man. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestler has been brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for our cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that legal in hand, see you later from Greg Gator, Rick Gator, and Alligator. This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network. Accept no substitutes.